There are times in life when we don't understand certain things, and this really happens to all of us. Perhaps something that a friend said that really makes no sense and we don't fully get it, or maybe some reaction to something we did, someone close to us at home, we just do not understand. Or unexpected events in life, or maybe some aspect of our faith, or some difficult situations that we just cannot really understand. And there will always be things that we don't fully understand. And to some degree, that's okay. I mean, that's part of life. Not ideal, but that happens. In the gospel, we heard about a situation like that. You know, Jesus was sharing for the second time with his disciples that he was going to suffer, that he was going to die. The disciples, the gospel tells us very clearly, did not understand what he was saying. And that in itself was really not that bad. The problem came because they were afraid to ask. And there is an important difference between not understanding and then being afraid of asking. That fear, that not asking, led them to confusion and ultimately, as we saw in the gospel, to vanity and selfishness. I mean, it is very dramatic to see the contrast. Jesus sharing he is going to suffer, and immediately after that, the disciples arguing about who was the greatest. And one wonders if perhaps they had asked. Maybe that would have become a very important occasion to actually get to know Jesus better and grow closer to him. But rather, it was a missed opportunity, and in fact, it led to something bad. Not fully understanding some things in life is not a sin. At times that happens. Probably, certainly, right now, we all can think on some things, some situations that we just do not understand. Maybe the sudden illness of a loved one, or some crazy act of violence that we heard about, some things that happen within the church, etc. To not understand fully is really not the main problem. The problem comes when we are afraid to ask him. Now, how do we ask Christ? Is that even possible? We can ask, we should ask Christ about everything in prayer. We need to learn one very simple and important lesson today, that we have the freedom to bring to Christ all our questions, all our concerns, that we have the opportunity to share with him everything, our joys and our sorrows, and that there is no question too hard to ask in prayer. It is beautiful to think in the life of Jesus, that moment that we all know about when he was 12 and he remained in Jerusalem while Mary and Joseph were on their way back. And we know that after 3 days, they just realized that he was lost. And we can only try to imagine the mystery of the pain and anguish in the heart of Joseph and Mary, because they had lost not only their little son, but, you know, the Son of God. I mean, talk about a dramatic situation. And really, that must have been pure agony. And when they finally were able to come back to Jerusalem and find Jesus, Mary came to him with a very honest question. She just said, "Why have you done this to us?" No bitterness there, no complaint, just a maternal, loving question. Why have you done this to us? A question, a real, honest question that was at the same time a prayer. And it is even more interesting and beautiful to keep reading, because the gospel tells us that She did not understand the answer, what Jesus said. She just did not understand. But we read, she kept all these things, pondering them in her heart. If Mary had that freedom to pray in that way, and if she was not able to fully understand a difficult situation, then that's our path for us as well. The door is open for that kind of trust, for that kind of intimacy. We can ask. We must bring everything to Him. And this is prayer. Sometimes we think that prayer is really complicated, that we don't know what to do, that we need to learn maybe some mysterious technique or read some complicated books in order to be able to pray. At times we feel inadequate, and maybe we say, okay, I'm going to try to pray, and we try to spend some time in prayer, and we don't know what to say, what to do. But prayer is just to be with Him. St. Teresa of Avila has one of the most beautiful descriptions of prayer. And she said, prayer is nothing more than spending a long time alone with the one I know loves me. Prayer is that. It's really not that complicated. It's about spending time, good time, alone with Him who loves us. And if we take the risk of spending time alone with Him, then we will know that there is that freedom where we can bring all our questions, even if they seem hard. We can bring all our concerns. We can also bring all our joys and hopes and needs. And then, in silence, be attentive to His response. Of course, at times that answer does not come crystal clear right away. It didn't come for Mary. But it will come. And even more than that, it will give us peace. Because of that, we can say that prayer saves us from going in the wrong direction, just as it happened for the disciples. Prayer, even when it does not clarify absolutely everything right away, puts us in the right disposition, gives us peace, renews our trust, opens our hearts to the grace of God. So perhaps when we think about a fruit for our celebration this morning, we could think about increasing our prayer time this week, increasing the length of our prayer for maybe just a few minutes, a few more minutes of silence, of this kind of intimate communion and openness and trust. Maybe we could say, I'm going to bring my concerns and my questions to Christ this week in some way, ideally in the chapel. Maybe Thursday, adoration, we resume 24-hour adoration this coming Thursday, but any day, you know, there is access to the chapel. But even if you cannot come here or to any other chapel, find a quiet corner where you can be with Him alone, in silence, in deep communion, and bring all your questions and share all your joys and struggles with Him. That will give us peace, and that will give us a strength that we need to be faithful to Him, especially when things are difficult. When we approach for Holy Communion in a few minutes, we will do so by chanting with the words of the psalm, and we will say, may my ways be firm in keeping your statutes. Our ways are firm not when we know everything and when everything is simple and easy, not when we are super strong and perfect. Our ways are firm when we are close to Him. So hopefully the celebration of this Mass will bring us close to Him so that we can trust in Him always, even and especially when there are things that we don't understand.